the Leafs goaltending situation, and I think the question pertains to what you know about Freddie's health.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here now, Elliot, thinking if somebody wants to say that Freddie is a problem or a challenge for this team, or the problem or the challenge this team faces, I can listen to that comment. What I'm not as sure about is anybody who can definitively tell me that Jack Campbell, in a small sample size, that's spaced out, is most certainly the solution. Doesn't mean he can't be, but how can you possibly know that right now? I think there's a lot of fear in this Maple Leafs fan base that this really good hockey team could be sunk at a crucial time by its goaltending. All of that said, what do we know right now about Freddie? And is this a bit of a Dominic Hasek Ottawa situation after the 06 Olympics, where they're just waiting for him to tell them when he's good to go? And of course, that dragged on through the playoffs with Hasek, and the Senators were eliminated before he ever came back.
Yeah, this is the panic I was waiting for. Okay, so, last night I'm watching the game, and I got a text from a buddy when it was a big Leaf fan when Campbell left the game, and it simply said, "Uh-oh, the clock has struck midnight. Cinderella, it's over."
Pumpkin,
and like, oh my God, here we go. I've been waiting for this. You know, look, like on Anderson, what I understand is that he felt that he played hurt and it affected his performance. He did it because Campbell was hurt too and the team needed him. And what I've been told is that he's not going to play until he's 100% ready. And they believe that that's going to happen. He'll be back this year. Although now, because they went into LTI to make their moves, you know, it's going to be tougher to do that. So I'm curious to see about how all this is going to work out. But again, I've been told he's not going to play until he's 100%, but they do expect that to happen. I mean, I'm not going to, like, I'm just not by nature a panicker. I think Campbell's been pretty good. I think he's proven he's a really improved goalie. And, I thought they got the best insurance that they could get. I'm not going to overreact to that last night. I still think, look, they don't have, 2015 Carey Price. Like, I get that. But I think between one of these guys, they're going to find someone who's consistent enough to play. And I'm not going to overreact to what happened with Campbell last night.
Who do you think is going to play the most amount of playoff games between the three of them?
I think that's just impossible to answer right now. Mike, because we don't know what Anderson's health is like. Like, to me, it comes down to, can he play games before the season's over? Mm-hmm. If the answer is yes, I think he's got a chance to be your starter. Like, right now, to me, Campbell's the guy. Like, he's had an unbelievable run. They obviously really like him and trust him. To me, he's the guy. It just makes sense. With Anderson, it simply comes down to, are they going to be able to give him games before the end of the regular season? If he hasn't played in 2 months, are you throwing in there for game one of the playoffs if the LTIs are off and now you can put him in? I can't see it. So that's the biggest question for me is, when does Anderson allow himself to play games, or his health allow him to play games? That's what I'm wondering here. And the Leafs have been really tight about it. To be honest, I don't know if the concern is the right word, guys, but, I'm wondering about Matthews here. Yeah. If you look at the play that, we think he got hurt on, it was a pretty innocent looking play. And, if the wrist thing is just this annoying, nagging thing that he's going to deal with the rest of the year, that would be something that I would be a little bit more, I would be more wondering about than the goaltenders right now.
Right. Cause with Austin not in the lineup and Willie still out in COVID protocol, it they've got numbers. Obviously every team has quantity, but the depth takes a significant hit, right? Well, I mean, we often refer to depth in the bottom six. When you lose two of your top four forwards, it looks a lot thinner, a lot quicker.
Yeah, and you know, the good news is Tavares has really started to go, and that's important for them. But you know, Matthews, I mean, at the end of the day, he's one of the best players in the league, right? He's a Hart Trophy guy. He's in that list. So you know, if you know, I would like right now, I'm looking at it today, and I'm thinking, like is this something we're going to have to deal with for the rest of the year? And if so, I would just be concerned about that because I think the guy's had a monster year and he's obviously so critical to the fortunes of the franchise.